Before we get started here on today's episode of Locked On Colts with Stephen Reed, talking through our last what-if scenario, if Ryan Grigson wasn't hired and instead the Colts promoted Tom Telesco, the former assistant GM and now the current Los Angeles Chargers GM, I want to remind you guys about what's going on out in the world and to stay safe, to stay healthy, and to stay aware of what's going on. Here at the Locked On Network, we are with you guys all throughout the situation. We're going to be with you guys every day of the week throughout this time period. So again, stay safe, stay healthy out there. And also want to remind you guys to also stay locked in with us on this network. We're going to be with you all throughout this time leading up to the NFL season. And also a quick note, there was some audio on Steven's end as far as a dog bark in the background, a little bit of reverberation. That really isn't an issue. I just want to remind you guys, if you are looking forward to the audio and maybe you hear a couple things in the background, that's all it is. So quick reminder on that, but we're going to go right into our show here. Our final what-if scenario with Steven Reed of Stampy Blue talking through what if the Colts did not hire Ryan Grigson and instead promoted former Colts assistant GM Tom Telesco? Hello, everybody. Welcome back into your latest episode of Locked On Colts, part of Locked On Podcast Network. Today's eyes host, Evan Sedra, and joined by our very special guest today's show, Stampede Blue's Stephen Reed. We're here to talk through our final what-if scenario, which is, I think, the most consequential one. I know we've hit on Peyton Manning, we've hit on Peyton Manning and Ryan Leaf, Andrew Luck's career, Kevin Bowen this past week. But this one, I think, really shook the Colts foundation to its core, because if this move didn't happen, I think there's a very fair chance Andrew Luck's still playing football here, and that is hiring Ryan Grigson instead of promoting Tom Telesco, who learned under Bill Polian for a couple of years, and now he's the GM of the Los Angeles Chargers. Stephen, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Evan. How are you today?
Doing well, and I appreciate you coming on again. I know our listeners always enjoy these what-if scenarios, and let's talk through, first off, Ryan Grigson and the era that was, because we've seen over the last couple of years really how impactful that was negatively this organization.
Yeah, Ryan Grigson, I think all Colts fans kind of understand that he was arguably one of the worst GMs in NFL history and certainly the worst GM in Colts history. You look at the decisions that he made, and it really, really set the Colts back. Obviously, it led to Andrew Luck retiring, a generational talent. Retires after his seventh season, two of which those years he dealt with major injuries because Ryan Grigson refused to address the positions that needed to be addressed to keep him healthy and keep him safe.
Yeah, and that's the big thing here as far as that goes, because we saw the offensive line being neglected for so long, the Mike McGlynns, the Samson Satellis, the Winston Justices, the Gazer Sherlisses you spend big money on. It just went wrong in every single sense of the way there. And nowadays, maybe, Stephen, we've seen more than ever as far as the ability to go ahead and you see Kyler Murray in Arizona. There's more of an emphasis on the offensive line there. All these quarterbacks are really looking forward and ahead as far as that goes to talking through the offensive line. Because I think Andrew Luck and what Ryan Grigson did to that player really changed everything for this franchise.
Yeah, and that's an important thing to know is that as – Ryan Grigson's kind of the example for new age GMs when they bring in a quarterback, is you've got to protect that quarterback. Very few times do you see GMs bring in a quarterback and then just totally ignore the offensive line. And Ryan Grigson really is the poster child for that.
Yeah, and that is the crazy part of this, because you go and look ahead to that and you see the impact that Grigson had on this organization. It really is shaking it to its core. All over the place, and you ask overall, like, Stephen, what do you think would have happened if they would have had Tom Telesco in here? Or we can go back and talk about Tom Telesco for a second, because I think he was learning our point, like I mentioned at the top of the show there. He had a chance to learn the ropes in the Colts organization. You have to wonder why the Colts didn't at least look internally at Tom Telesco more, because you see what he's doing in Los Angeles. Of course, Philip Rivers left, they didn't have much playoff success there, but he actually has a lot of talent on that Los Angeles roster there. And learning from Bill Polian, he's been drafting pretty well.
Yeah, it's really interesting to see that when Jim Irsay went with Ryan Grigson over Tom Telesco, they said that Grigson just kind of nailed his interview. But looking at how different the franchise would be if it were Tom Telesco, I can tell you a couple of things that I'm certain of. I'm certain that Tom Telesco would not have traded a first-round pick for Trent Richardson. I don't think Tom Telesco has ever traded a player for a draft pick. To get a player and send out a draft pick in his career as a Chargers GM, to this point, and certainly not a high draft pick. Tom Telesco also was that same Bill Polian philosophy of building through the draft. And so he really did value those draft picks. You also probably wouldn't have seen Vontae Davis, which you give Ryan Grigson credit, that was a good trade. It might have been the only thing that he did. Now, people like to point out that Ryan Grigson drafted Andrew Luck in that 2012 draft. Well, Tom Telesco was still there with the Colts organization, and Ryan Grigson had actually promoted Tom Telesco in that situation or the year prior to that draft. And so Tom Telesco was really good at finding wide receivers through his time. He had an instrumental part of the Colts draft, Anthony Gonzalez, Pierre Garçon, Austin Collie, and T.Y. Hilton. And then he went to the Chargers, and he drafted Keenan Allen and Mike Williams. So he does a really good job of finding wide receivers. And so there's a part of me that thinks that the Colts would have been in a really similar draft class coming out of that first draft that Ryan Grigson had. Because, again, he came in from Philadelphia. He didn't know a lot about the scouting staff, anything like that. He didn't bring in a lot of new people. So that first year, you don't really – like, Grigson gets credit because he made the picks. He had final say in it. But a lot of that was done by the previous scouting staff.
Yeah, and it really was, like we mentioned, you look at Telesco and compare it to Grigson. I think it was fair to say that you go and you pick Telesco over Grigson. You see, like we talked about, the offensive line concerns, the lack of a roster, then really making some really dumbfound decisions, like you mentioned, Steven, trading away a first-round pick for Trent Richardson. You sign all these players like Ron Landry in free agency. Just what was Ryan Grigson, like, looking at the way he built, tried to build this roster, kind of made me feel like he was trying to feel like Andrew Luck was Superman and he could really cover all the holes for him at once. And it just seemed like from the very beginning, Grigson was kind of over his skis, so to say, that he really didn't know how to build a roster. He was relying on looking at the number one pick and having him try to save him.
Yeah, and I think you're spot on with that. Is he just totally ignored that position for the longest time and didn't really pay attention to what was the best thing for Andrew Luck, what was the best thing for the team. He went and took a bunch of chances. He kind of like he was playing with house money in a way, because he really just spent a ton of money in free agency. He took a lot of risks when it came to the draft. He traded for players when maybe he shouldn't have. In Trent Richardson's case, obviously he shouldn't have. He took a lot of reaches, like with the Bjorn Warner decision in 2013. Yeah, it's one of those things where it was just a cacophony of issues with him, where it just all kind of spiraled together. And add in the fact that Ryan Grigson didn't like build the culture of the building. Like, he tore it down, and like, he was a king, he was the czar, and he just wanted everybody to fall in line after he got a couple years in. So that was one of the biggest things, I think, is he changed the culture of the Colts organization to the detriment of the players and of the team.
Yeah, and it really was so consequential what Grigson did in the end. We saw 3 healthy years of Andrew Luck, then year 4, the body starts to break down with the shoulder, other injuries happen, like I covered Kevin Bowen last week on the show. Just it was a spiral down from there, and not protecting your franchise investment, what really was consequential in the end there, as the Colts didn't see the entire prime of Andrew Luck's career in Indianapolis before he eventually retired at age 29. But how different do you think it would be, Steven? Like I mentioned at the top of the show too, like, you have Telesco in place, or even anyone else, it didn't have to be Tom Telesco. You could just, I think I remember right, they interviewed about 6 different GMs. I think George Patton of Minnesota was on that list. You have Tom Telesco internally. I don't know what stood out about Ryan Grigson. He was able to sell himself in the room to Jim Irsay there, but was that the most consequential decision, hiring Ryan Grigson in the Indianapolis Colts era, Steven, that maybe changed the most for everything?
I think so. It was a pivotal moment for the franchise. You know, he made – if you look back at the number of draft picks he had, so over the course of his time as GM, and I'm going to take out the time that he had when Tom Telesco wasn't there. So the 4 years that he had in 2013, 14, 15, and 16, those 4 drafts, Ryan Grigson had 28 picks during that time. Only 2 of them are currently still on the Colts roster. That's Ryan Kelly and also Raven Clark. Those are the only 2 from 28 picks that are still on the Colts roster. Now, take that same number of years from, and throughout that time, there's only been one player from those 28 picks that Gregson made that has made a Pro Bowl, one single Pro Bowl. That was Ryan Kelly this past year. Take that in comparison to Tom Telesco in this case. He's had 25 picks over that same period of time. They both had 11 guys that are still in the NFL, but Tom Telesco has 7 guys that are still on the San Diego Chargers roster. And in those 7 guys that are still on the roster, out of those 25 picks that he made, he had one first team AP All-Pro. He had 8 Pro Bowl selections. That's your base difference. You had the biggest part about being a general manager is building your own from the draft and building guys up and drafting those players and then really kind of bringing that through your system so then you can give them second contracts. That's what Tom Telesco has done with San Diego in that same time period from 2013 to 2016. And so you had 7 guys that were on the Chargers roster from those 4 years. That's telling versus the Colts, who had 2, and Raven Clark is kind of barely counted on that because he doesn't play. I don't think he registered a snap at all last season.
Colts fans, a quick reminder before we go on to the next time of our show, our title sponsor of the show, our best sponsor of all time, which is the best protein bar of all time, Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com, Colts fans. They have the best tasting protein bars. They're soft and easy to chew. They have 8 chocolate nut flavors and 8 chocolate nut free flavors. They're covered in 100% chocolate too. Built Bar is great for a health conscious guy out there. You can lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat like a Built Bar. A peanut butter brownie, for example, a Built Bar, which I, as you guys know, is my favorite one by now. 20 grams of protein, 170 calories, and 3 grams of sugar. That is a great tasting protein bar for a very low price. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON. You get $10 off your first order of Built Bars. Use promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, for $10 off at BuiltBar.com. That is BuiltBar.com, BuiltBar.com. Colts fans, take advantage of this great offer right away.
Yeah, and he did not. He had 0 snaps. He was inactive for most of the season last year. And he was inactive for every single regular season game. Re-signed, of course, to a 1-year minimum deal. Who knows, he makes it even to the training or through the entire training camp, because I think he is on the very much the bubble of this and one of the few Grixon players left on this roster. How lucky, you look at this career that Grixon had from 2012 to 2016, like you mentioned, just a historical miss rate on draft picks. You have Philip Dorsett, Bjorn Werner, trading in 2014, Trent Richardson. 2015, it just seems like over and over again, these decisions were so costly. And you see the polar opposite of Chris Bauer now, Steven. He's hitting mostly on his draft picks. And I think Colts fans realize, we saw Bill Polian, but I think we saw with Grixon the most, and maybe looking back on it through a microscope, how important the draft is. Because if you don't build your roster right through the draft, you're going to be really suffering through mediocrity throughout your entire resume.
Yeah, and one of the important things is hitting on those first 2-day picks. So hitting in rounds 1 through 3 is the most important thing. If you look at the San Diego Chargers of that period of time, those rounds 1 through 3 picks in Tom Telesco's era at San Diego and now Los Angeles, his first year, all 3 of those first 3 picks are still in the NFL. His second year, 2 out of the 3 are still in the NFL. His third year, 2 out of the 3 are still in the NFL. For Ryan Grigson, he literally, his first year, 2 of the 4, and that's including T.Y. Hilton and Dwayne Allen, none from 2013, none from 2014, none from 2015, and only 2, the Ryan Kelly and the Raven Clark from 2016. So he didn't hit early and he didn't hit late. And if you don't hit at all, that's a huge problem as a general manager. Ryan Grigson just kind of ran everything to the ground, and it was a matter of he had an opinion about everything that he knew everything. He had that mindset that he knew everything. He was the general manager, so it didn't really matter what anybody else said. What he said mattered most. And he was thought of himself as the smartest guy in the room. And you would go in and try to pitch your case. And if he didn't agree with you, you were just wrong in his eyes. There was no nuance to it. There was no discussion. It was, I am right. You were wrong. That's it. And the problem with that is when you're wrong, like all the time, that really takes down the team for the long term.
Yeah, it does. And you see really the impact that Gregson and the how horrible that era was as far as him making this bad decisions left and right, really costing Andrew Luck his career, making terrible draft picks, how it really just stymied and stagnated the organization until Chris Ballard arrived. I think another consequential decision was from Jim Irsay in 2015 when he had that weird press conference on there. If you remember, Stephen, where he had Chuck Pagano and Ryan Gregson up there together. It was calls for both of them to go. But then he decided to bring him back and extend him another year. And how odd that press conference was. I think keeping Gregson around for another year, I know he hit Ryan Kelly, of course, in the next draft, but I think if Gregson would have if Irsay would have fired Gregson and Pagano a year earlier instead of extending him a year later, I think you would have seen a different organization where the Colts maybe don't get Chris Ballard, but you're in a lot more stable place than you are now, because another year of Gregson really did kind of flush him more down the toilet.
Yeah, and that's the tough part is we look back in hindsight and say, man, what were they thinking? That press conference was cringeworthy in and of itself. I think Jim Irsay was trying to do the best that he could and trying to tie these guys together to make them work together, to realize that they weren't two ships floating out at sea, that they were tied together. And I think that was, you look back and obviously it wasn't the best decision. But at the same time, it might've been the only situation he had. I'm not sure if they get Chris Ballard in that situation. It's a lot of different things would have to fall their way in that scenario. But I think the most damning thing that happened with Ryan Gregson is that he just failed to address the offensive line. He just missed so hard on those early valuable picks. And like, if you go through the list of, you look at Tom Telesco's draft history in rounds 1 through 3. Like, he took 5 offensive linemen in his first 5 years as being a general manager. Ryan Gregson maybe took three total in the whole draft, maybe. Like, LaRaven Clark, and he just didn't know how to evaluate talent. And that's what really crushed me about Ryan Gregson. And if you compare it to Tom Telesco's record and where Tom Telesco really was able to excel at, like, you're looking at in 2013, I doubt the Colts take Bjørn Werner because they're not going to take a guy that doesn't fit the system. You're looking at, maybe a DeAndre Hopkins, a Xavier Rhodes, a Travis Frederick in round 1 in 2013. 2014, you keep that Trent Richardson pick. So you're keeping pick 26 in 2014. You're looking at, a Deion Buchanan, a Bradley Roby, maybe a Dexter Lawrence. In 2014 and 2015, there's no way Tom Telesco is drafting Philip Dorsett. So you're looking at Landon Collins, Preston Smith. He did draft a running back early, so maybe a TJ Yeldon in that case. And that might have been a miss, but it kind of flowed into Tom Telesco's theory. And in 2016, he's not taking TJ Green in that second round. Tom Telesco was known kind of for trading up. And so he would have traded up for like maybe a linebacker like Jalen Smith. He would have traded up for Hunter Henry, which he ended up taking in San Diego. Or he would have traded up for Michael Thomas if he didn't take DeAndre Hopkins back in 2013. Yeah.
With the ever-increasing number of automobile sales out there, whether it's a Fiat, any sort of brand, a Pacifica, XT5, Kias. I want to remind you guys about a great, great sponsor of our show and one that can really help you out with your automobile needs, which is Rock Auto. They help you retain and repair and maintain cars to save money. It's 30% off, 50% off, 100% off. For more of the exact auto parts at a chain store, then you can at rockauto.com. You save almost $150 if you want to get a fuel pump assembly at Rock Auto instead of, for example, their counterparts. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto part customers online for 20 years. You can go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the available vehicle brands. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliable and at the same low professionals and do-it-yourselfers.
Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box. They know we sent you. Again, that is Locked On, LOCKEDON, in their How Did You Hear About Us box. Colts fans, another great offer to take advantage of right away.
Like, Tom Telesco as a talent evaluator is from that Bill Polian tree of taking the best player available versus position of need. And too often, like, that's been one of his biggest issues in San Diego or in Los Angeles, is that he took best player available when there were bigger needs. And so I think that he would have been able to work with Jim Irsay and talk about everything. And Jim Irsay, for everybody's griping about him being eccentric, he's a really smart football guy, and he knows his stuff. And so I would think that they would talk it out and they would figure out, kind of like, you know, Chris Ballard will sometimes talk with Irsay about things, and how Jim Irsay pushed them this year to just go ahead and go up and get Jonathan Taylor because they really liked him. I think that you're going to look at back, and had Ryan Grigson not been the general manager, the Colts arguably are Super Bowl champions at least once through this time period, because you've got Andrew Luck on a rookie deal. You're not spending huge money, like you said, on Gosser Chiralis or LeRon Landry or guys that just don't fit, Andre Johnson, that those guys. It's just so many dominoes would have fallen in a better position for the Colts had they not hired Ryan Grigson. But I think that with the new regime with Chris Ballard is really kind of rectifying those errors. And, you know, it's one of those things where you have a good general manager that focuses on the draft and can nail those first picks. It makes a huge difference in your team, and it makes a huge difference in the culture. And I think that that's one of the biggest shortcomings of Ryan Grigson, was just totally annihilating the culture of the Indianapolis locker room, the Colts locker room, the facility, everything. And then obviously missing on those picks. And people will bring up, oh, well, he never had a losing season. Yeah, but he lost the locker room. He lost the players. He lost the building. That's arguably a bigger deal than anything else.
I think it's fair to say, Stephen, honestly, that Grigson set back this organization at least 5+ years. But how far do you think that the Grigson era set back this Colts team? Because now we're entering year 4 of Chris Ballard. There's no Andrew Luck. You had 5 years of Ryan Grigson. We're almost entering 10+ years now, if you're including the Grigson and Ballard eras. That it's fair to say Grigson set back this organization almost a decade.
I think that's fair. You know, because Chris Ballard took over and there's nothing. Like, I think there's like 3, 4, maybe 5 players from Ryan Grigson's era that's still on the roster 4 years later. Like, that's ridiculous. Out of 52 players, you're sitting there like at 4 out of 52 maybe that are still on the roster. It's mind blowing how much he was able to crater this team. And it's also really awesome for Colts fans to see how quickly Chris Ballard is able to bring it back. Because, you know, yeah, they had a tough year this past year because Andrew Luck retired 2 weeks before the season started. But the year before that, they made the playoffs and won a playoff game. Year 2. That's crazy. This year, I think that, you know, Chris Ballard's made a full rebuild, and it should be, you know, here going forward, just up and up for Colts fans.
Yeah, it should be. And I'm glad we went back and looked through this, Stephen, because whether it was Tom Telesco, who talked through, a Polian disciple who has done well for himself in L.A., and he would have at least won a title in this Andrew Luck era. Whoever the GM was, I think it's fair to say anyone would have been upgraded with Ryan Grigson and what happened in that time from 2012 to 2016. How far to expect this organization? Ruin a generational talent in Andrew Luck. But you guys can go follow Stephen on Twitter at NiceReadSteve. Go read his work over at Stan Pablo and his own podcast around Stan Pablo. Stephen, appreciate the time as always.